Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has imposed additional sanctions on members of the Burmese military regime and family members of previous designated military officials in response to the February military coup and crackdown against Burma's pro-democracy movement. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, has designated 22 individuals connected to the Burmese military regime, including three additional State Administration Council members and four military-appointed cabinet members, as well as 15 adult children or spouses of Burmese military officials who were previously designated for sanctions. In addition, the Commerce Department has added Wanbao Mining Ltd., two of its subsidiaries, and King Royal Technologies Company Ltd. to its entity list. These entities provide revenue and/or other support to the Burmese military. Moreover, Wanbao Mining and its subsidiaries have long been implicated in labor rights violations and human rights abuses, including in the Lepadong copper mine. These measures, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement, further demonstrate that we will continue to take additional action against and impose costs on the military and its leaders until they reverse course and provide for a return to democracy. The United States is committed to promoting accountability for the actions of the Burmese military, the State Administration Council, and all those who have provided support for those responsible for the military coup. The United States will continue to urge the Burmese military to adhere to and implement the ASEAN 5-point consensus, release all those unjustly detained, and immediately restore Burma's path to democracy. The military's suppression of democracy and campaign of brutal violence against the people of Burma are unacceptable, said Andrea Gacky, director of OFAC. The latest sanctions demonstrate that the United States will continue to impose increasing costs on Burma's military and promote accountability for those responsible for the military coup and ongoing violence, including by targeting sources of revenue for the military and its leaders.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.